A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Yisrael of Cherry Hill. Psachim Daf Ches, Psachim 8a, pagination page 15, we have a topic called Shluchei Mitzvah, a person who is on his way to do a mitzvah, and we're told that there's a special protection that a person is granted because he's on his way to do a mitzvah. You may recall that we encounter this in regular Jewish practice. Sometimes when a person's traveling overseas, typically to Eretz Yisrael, so a person will give him a dollar and make him a shliach mitzvah. So that for whatever reason you're traveling, but now in addition to whatever reason you're traveling, you have a dollar to give to tzedakah on my behalf at your destination. Some people are really thought out, and if they want the person to come back safely, they'll give him $2, one for going there, and one you should give to tzedakah when you come back. Don't give it now over here. Give it now. Give it over here when you come back. Now, maybe going to Eretz Yisrael is itself a mitzvah, but there is this concept of giving a person a dollar and telling him, you're a shliach mitzvah now and you should be protected. Let's see how this Gemara is presented and when this concept would apply. So let's count up from the bottom of the page about 8 lines. Tzorich bedika is the beginning of a line, and then we begin. Tana, we learnt. Ein mechayvin oso, we do not obligate the person during bedikas chametz, when you're checking for the chametz, lahachnis yado, to stick his hand in, lechorin ulisdokin, into the little crevices, livdok, to check, mepnei hasakono, because of danger. And the Gemara explains, the danger is akrav, a scorpion, that might be inside this stone wall. And if you purposely stick your fingers into the crevices looking for chametz, person could get bitten. Not a good idea. And the Gemara explains that it's not a crevice that's normally used. If it's normally used, so it wouldn't have these things. But the Nofa, we're concerned that some bread fell down and you're going to purposely be searching for it. Not a good idea. Asks the Gemara, 3 lines from the bottom, in the middle of a line, V'ha'amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar taught us, Shaluchei mitzvah einan nizokin, a person who's on his way to do a mitzvah does not get damaged. You're busy doing a mitzvah. What's your mitzvah? Bedikas chametz. Chazal told me I should check for chametz. So I'm sticking my hand in, I should be protected. I'm doing a mitzvah. What are you worried about? Amar Ravashi. Ravashi offers the following solution, which is going to be debated. He says, Shema tovat lo machat, maybe you'll lose a needle, a little something, va'osi li'iyune basra, and while you're in there looking for chametz, you're also going to be looking for the needle. So that there's an ulterior motive here. Sure, I'm going for that reason, but I'm also going for the other reason. And therefore, Ravashi posits, your protection is not really as strong as we were claiming. Ask the Gemara, Ukai Gavna Lav Mitzvah, who? Isn't that also classified as a mitzvah? Who cares if there's an ulterior motive? V'atanya, as we learned, Ha'omer selazu l'tzedakah. If a person says, this coin shall be tzedakah b'shvil sheyichye b'ni, in order that my son should be better health-wise, o she'eye ben olam abo, or because I want to get the world to come. He's not doing the mitzvah for a clean mitzvah purpose. He has ulterior motives. Says the Gemara at the top of the next page, harei zeh tzadik gomor. That's a perfectly good tzadik. Taisvis comments that even though we're told that you should serve Hashem not for ulterior motives, he makes a distinction whether you're doing it as a business deal and you would have charata, regret, if you didn't get what you wanted, or if it's a motivator. Think about the way we do mitzvahs. A person certainly is supposed to do more mitzvahs when he's in danger or the people around him are in danger. He davens, he gives tzedakah, he does mitzvahs. But if he doesn't get what he wants, he does not turn around and say, I regret that I gave tzedakah. Chas v'shalom to talk like that. A person doesn't regret all the tehillim that he said in the time of crisis. It brought him closer to Hashem. So the crisis or the ulterior motive was a motivator. It wasn't a business deal. If it's a business deal, that we don't work with. But a person who has an ulterior motive as a motivator, hareza tzadik gomer, we're human. People need motivators. That's fine. Says the Gemara, the one case you would not be protected is dilma basa de bodak osel liyune basra. After you're done the checking, you're done. And then your hand is still in there and you start looking for the needle, that would be a problem. But if as your hand is in there, you're looking for whatever you might find, and you're going to pick it up and pull it out, whatever's there, that's still considered protected. So the concern here was that once you're involved in these deep crevices, you're certainly protected while you're doing the bedika, but afterwards, once you're involved there, you might do longer than that, and that you wouldn't be protected for.
So, finding the lost object, it's not really a mitzvah?
Finding a lost object that belongs to you is not a mitzvah. Apparently, your business endeavors, we talk ethically how it could be a mitzvah, but it's not a like a binding mitzvah. Maybe if you were going after someone else's lost object, seeing beyond yourself, it could be called a mitzvah.
But Yaakov went across
the Yaakov is a good example. Yaakov, according to the commentary, should not have gone back, Parshas Vayishlach, for those small containers. And it's not clear that he would be protected. I don't think you could prove that he was protected. There is another answer, which the Gemara now says, which is, if you want to see it inside, from the wide lines count up, the four lines up, the Gemara says, Hecha d'shchiach hezeka shiny. If it's common to have damage in that case, that's not protected. This concept of shliach mitzvah is protected is all things being equal. But if you act, let's use the quote, recklessly, then that's not protected. Whether Yaakov going back was reckless, wasn't reckless, he went on his own, there are a lot of different commentaries on it. Right, wrong, how he should have handled it. But in terms of the basic structure of how much a mitzvah can protect you, the Gemara is telling us that if shchiach hezeka, if it's a situation where the damage is probable and you're using the mitzvah, so to speak, as a protective shield, you're going to wield the mitzvah as if it's a shield, that we never promise. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Vayomer Shmuel. Shmuel says, when Hashem tells him to anoint David and Shaul is still king, Eichelich, how can I go and anoint David? V'shama Shaul v'haragani, Shaul the king would have the right to hear and get angry, and who knows what will happen? He could kill me for this. Now, obviously, I used the word he has the right. He doesn't really have the right. Shmuel is operating from Hashem, but Shmuel says you're putting me, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, in a difficult predicament. Vayomer Hashem, and Hashem told him, okay. Eglas baka tikach biyadcha. Take an animal with you that you should be going to slaughter it so that you have a cover-up for why you're traveling over there. Take an animal and make believe your real motivator was to bring a karban, and like this, no one will realize that you ended up in that town really for the purpose of anointing David. And that's because shchiach hezeka. It's a common problem. It's a predictable problem, and you can't use a mitzvah to protect yourself from a predictable problem. The Gemara proceeds over here to ask, when the students come from the village in pre-dawn hours, or going back to the village from the yeshiva after dark, are they protected? And on the second line of the wide, you'll see, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says a principle, Shluchei mitzvah eina nizokin, Shluchei mitzvah are not damaged, lo ba'halichason v'lo ba'chazirason, not when they go, not when they're coming, not when they return. There's a protection that mitzvahs have even on return. There is an interesting statement over here, though, further down on the page, that when a person goes up to the Beis HaMikdash, his land is protected, and he is protected, his family is protected, but the Gemara makes a comment that Peros Ginosar, the very, very sweet, wonderful fruit, cannot be found in Yerushalayim, and likewise, Chamei Teveria, the hot springs of Teveria, cannot be found in Yerushalayim, because Hashem wanted that we should not go up Shalo Lishma for ulterior motives. It seems from this Gemara that an ulterior motive could mitigate the protective factors. If a person's going for the other reasons, it might not protect him. He's still a righteous person, but it doesn't protect him to the extent that a mitzvah lishma would protect him. And therefore Hashem made it that you go up to Yerushalayim for the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash, not for the sweet peiros and not for the hot springs. So what we have over here is that Shluchei Mitzvah are protected, even on their way back, even if you're doing a mitzvah and something else, as long as the mitzvah is the motivator that's going on over here, you would still be protected. But as the Gemara unfolds, the Gemara tells us, if it's Shchiyah Hezeka, if it's a common, predictable, prevalent problem, you can't rely on that protection. And likewise, to make an effort not to weaken the kavana in your mitzvah, because weakening the kavana in the mitzvah, like sweet peiros or hot springs, could limit the extent of the protection. I once gave a class on mezuzah in which I mentioned that mezuzas, the word for mezuzah, plural, is taken to mean zoz moves, if you rearrange the letters. Death is moved away. Death is removed. That if you have a mezuzah on your doorpost, so you're protected. So we explored, does that mean that a person will never die if there's a mezuzah on the doorway? Obviously, there's a certain point where Shchiyah Chazeka, the person's sick, there's such a thing, the mitzvah can protect, but it's not a foolproof guarantee that Hashem's will not be done in this world. But it's a protection. And that's what we're describing here, that a mitzvah has enormous protection. Yashikoach, have a great day.
Yashikoach.